Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
The Mike Calta Show is back on 102.5 The Bone.
.9 on the Mike Calta Show. In the studio with us, straight from the Congo, my friend Mike Olivero is here. He'll be the referee tomorrow. Listen, can I give you one piece of constructive criticism from the past two punch-outs? Let them fight a little more.
Yeah.
Stop trying to be safety guy and let's see some blood.
No, I was watching the tapes of the last fights. Oh, I mean, just like
reviewing.
And I was looking at him going like, yeah, I was a little bit too quick. So tomorrow I'm probably going to give maybe a 5 or 7 count before I jump in there. The one thing I'm really careful about, hits to the back of the head. I mean, that's something I don't want anyone to get hurt that way because, you know, we don't want anyone getting concussed.
Appreciated.
Now,
a little dirty boxing though, never hurt anybody.
Well, it hurt some people.
Get inside there a little bit.
Tomorrow, the first match of the night, it's going to be the weapons match.
Yep.
This is between Medicine Man and supposed to be Avocado. Avocado has not called today, which gets me worried because he's been in the hospital all week. What's that, Avocado?
My testicles.
Mm-hmm.
Swollen.
We have not heard from him today, which makes me get a little nerve.
Hello.
He's dead.
Whoa.
Could be. You're joking around, but he could be.
Now, Medicine Man will be there.
Mm-hmm.
And Faggy Boy Stan, or as some people like to call him, Faggy Boy Stan.
I like calling him Traitor Dan.
He's going to fight his way back into our hearts tomorrow, though.
Mm-hmm.
Now, he has fought in the Punch-Out before, and he was terrible.
0-1.
0-1.
0-1.
And now
he quit.
Yes.
He quit during that fight.
Couldn't he fight?
Helium J.
Yeah. Helium J.
Oh, yeah.
He quit.
He got beat by a faggier voice.
Helium J busted his face, though.
His nose busted open.
Well, this is a safer battle for him. Medicine Man is not that strong. However, this is the weapons match. Now, have we really discussed in full detail what the weapons are?
I mean, I have them in my office. They are like 18-inch double-sided women pleasure toys.
Dildos.
There you go.
From the Todd.
Yes.
So, how many do we have?
I want to say 2 or 3, maybe 4.
Mike took 2 home.
No, not true. Left them in Galvin's car.
Sophia, you get one end, I'll get the other. Nobody will ever know.
I used it to tow a guy out of the ditch.
I have another weapon that I would like to introduce into the ring that I haven't really told anybody about yet, for no other reason than we really didn't discuss it. It's not like we had any meetings about this punch out.
No, not at all.
Will you go get the weapon?
I still don't know the order.
I want to try and squeeze one more fight in.
All right.
A last-minute addition.
Do you want it? I have it in my pocket.
I want you to close your eyes, Mike Olivero. I promise nobody will touch you. Nobody will go near you. Okay? I promise.
If it's an animal, forget about
no.
it.
No. And nobody will come near you or anything. Go ahead, Spanish.
Oh.
I will be refereeing outside the ring because I know one of those idiots are going to hit me with that, and I'm going to knock them both the F out.
It's not a high voltage enough to hurt anybody.
I got the flashlight one from that guy who said I never gave him credit.
Oh, that guy's a douchebag. Yeah. The guy next to Bear Assets?
Yeah, I'll fight him tomorrow.
I hope they bust your meth lab.
I would have to train for him. Anyways.
How are we introducing this? Can I make a suggestion?
Yes.
So, one hand boxing glove, other hand dildo, duct tape. Slide the thing in there. If they can get the boxing glove off or the dildo off their hand, then they can grab that and use it.
Well, I was thinking about taping those to the end of one of the dildos.
Oh, yes.
And just setting them on? And
setting them on.
It's not a bad
and having
idea.
Them do that way.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Or put it in their corners. Hang it just in their corner. Dildo in one hand, boxing glove in the other hand. Taser in the corner, and they could drop the dildo and go for the taser, but then they could also get beat on their way over.
Mm-hmm. What if you put them in the opposite corners from where the ring are?
They okay, they got to run to them.
Yeah, they got
to
run. Or maybe there's
in
just
the center.
One.
Yeah, you put one in the center.
There's just one. Yeah.
All right, let's do that.
Yeah,
we'll
just
put
like the
one.
XFL.
We'll put one and we'll put it in the center.
Yep.
And they got to come out with their glove and dildo, and they got to come out and the first person to grab that. So if I'm Faggy Boy Stan and I go to grab it and I whack him a medicine, I whack him with the dildo.
Yeah.
Right. All right, that's match number one.
He hates me.
Oh,
he hates me.
Oh, he tases me. All right, so that's the plan.
All right, cool.
All right. Then we're good.
Okay.
So that'll be match number one.
Okay.
The next match will be the intergender match where Hoppy and Crystal will take each other on. The third match will be the Royal Rumble with the ladies for $1,000 cash. Thank you to Mr. Olin and Olin Plumbing. And the final match will be the main event featuring our own undefeated Spanish.
That's right.
And Super Bowl champion Martin Gramatica, who I really am worried about today because I think he was afraid of Spanish and that's why he didn't come in.
For some reason, he's avoiding you.
I don't know. Maybe he's afraid to get in. He doesn't want to talk strategy or what he's got going on.
He's so yoked. That's the deal. Mike Cal, the show, hello.
With your taser idea, why don't you strap it to their thighs so they risk the possibility of shocking your nards?
Oh, they're going to shock each other's nards. Trust me, that's the first place they're going to go. One-legged Dan, how are you doing?
Good morning. Good morning.
I heard you call Drew's show yesterday and offer to fight balls.
Yeah, the reason I called yesterday was the question I asked Drew was, when does this guy run his course? I mean, most of the people that I talk to or see on Twitter, this guy's not funny, disrespectful. Yesterday, Drew, I think, was generally actually really getting upset with him. And some of the stuff that he was even saying about the girl that he's been banging. It's just so disrespectful. I didn't hear him
on with Drew. I caught the aftermath of that, so I didn't hear it. I did hear you call in and say you would fight him, which is pretty bold considering you have one peg. But I would be interested in having you guys, you fighting somebody of equal or more damage.
Well, we've touched on this before.
I know.
Nobody's ever got back to me about it, and I'm not. As far as balls goes, I don't need to do any training to get up on a tub like that guy.
Oh man, you got one pin and you're ready to throw it out balls. How could you not accept that challenge? I would just push you. I let you teeter over the other side.
Well, that's what most people think. But if I get you on the ground, it's over.
Really? With the one pin?
I know if I was in a fight with somebody, if somebody pushes me over, I'm on the ground. But I'm pulling you down on the ground, too, and then it's on. It's equal fight.
Even a big tub like Balls, you could take him down?
It's nothing with him. I'm not even concerned about him. The reason I was calling about him was, when has he run his course? We've all had to suffer through medicine, man, and he's kind of grown on us all.
Right.
But this guy, Balls, I don't understand it. He's not.
Would you be willing to fight in a, if you beat Balls, he's not allowed to call in for 6 months to any of the shows?
Oh, my God. That'd be so. Yeah, because, and then he calls every show for every show.
All right, but for 6 months, he'd be banned from the station.
But if Balls.
My God, sign me up.
Listen, Dan, if Balls wins, we cut off your other leg.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
What do we do? We'd have to come up with something. Balls would have to come up with a stipulation, too. But Balls doesn't want to fight. He's afraid.
No, he doesn't.
No, yeah. No, I heard it in his voice today. So.
Well, I appreciate your ambition, sir, and I'll try and limit Balls.
All right, y'all have a good day.
Thank you, Dan. There you go. Medicine Man?
Yeah.
Are you ready for your weapons match?
I have everything my wife's not, what you just added to it. I hate those damn tasers.
Yeah, but you get it and you do the damage with it.
All right, I will.
There's
one thing I hope it doesn't do tomorrow's rain.
Well, if it does, you're already. Oh God, you're going to talk about it. If it does, you're covered. There's a big tarp over the ring. You're covered, yeah. So you're good, and people can watch you anyway.
Yeah, we're talking about Mother Nature's cage of lightning bolts.
By the way, it is supposed to rain in the day, but by the nighttime, by 3 o'clock, it's supposed to stop raining. It's typical Florida day.
Probably Wally gets me tomorrow too.
Okay, we got that taken care of.
Yeah, what
he needs a ride?
Oh yeah, yeah.
Okay, all right. See you tomorrow.
Okay.
Hey, have you heard from Avocado?
No, he called me up like the other night, 12:30 in the morning, left a voicemail, and he sounded like he was in pain.
Will you call him real quick and see if he's okay?
I don't even know what his number is over there.
Call his cell phone.
Oh, a cell phone? He has a cell phone there in the hospital?
Oh, I would assume so.
I thought sometimes they don't allow those things inside the hospital, the medical places, because it interferes with equipment there, you know?
It's not prison.
Yeah, really. All right, I got to go. See ya. Viv, how you doing, Viv?
Good morning.
Viv fought in Punch Out Number 1 in what I think might have been my favorite of all time matches.
Oh, thank you. So I'm an alumni. I get to get VIP.
Yeah,
I'm going to be there tomorrow.
I need Viv. We may need Viv to be the ring girl for one of the rounds.
All right.
Oh, really?
The intergender match, I think it would work perfectly.
Yeah,
right?
What do you think, Viv? Okay. You're always going to look fancy. Yeah.
I can do that.
Put Viv on the special person's list.
She's got a little boy, little girl in her. You know what I mean?
I can do that.
Yeah.
I would love that. Mm-hmm.
All right.
I'll be there probably right at 7.
All right. Well, we're not. Listen, Viv, I'm going to tell you right now, as long as you're there by 8, you'll be good.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm not going to have a problem getting to VIP or nothing.
By 8.
By 8 o'clock, you'll be fine. O'clock. No, I mean, if I was everybody else, I'd get there earlier, but because Viv's going to be on the list as a ring girl, she can get there by 8 and she'll be good.
Okay.
Yes, your name will be on the list.
No problem. I will be there. I can't wait. This is going to be so amazing.
Mm-hmm. I think it'd be great.
It really is.
You be the special ring girl for the intergender match.
No problem.
All right, Punkin, we'll see you tomorrow.
All right.
Oh. I can get into Viv. I'm not going to lie. I can have phone sex with Viv.
Yeah?
Yeah. I don't know if I can have real sex. I think her wiener would scare me. But phone sex I could do. But I'd be afraid that right as my moment's about to happen, she'd be like, hey, is that good? And I go, yeah. And she'd go, how's it going? Is it all right? Ah, you ruined it.
We could have Viv be ring girl for one of the things, and then she could actually ring the bell.
Dong, dong, dong. What if I was having phone? This is how you turn gay. You can turn gay. If you're having phone sex with Viv, and right as you're about to this, she switches voices. No. If you guess it at the exact time, you turn gay.
Oh, no.
Yep. Did you know that?
It's basic science,
right? Yep, it is. It's fine the whole time, but if she gets you right at that, boom, boom.
And then you go like this. You go, oh, no.
Yeah. Balls, well, you going to fight One-Legged Dan or not?
Bro, if that one-legged douchebag really wants something, we could do it in studio.
No, right? No.
In the ring.
In the ring.
Not tomorrow night. But dude, if he wants to do it, we'll do it.
Why not tomorrow night? Now. What are you going to do? You're gonna work out? This guy's got one goddamn leg.
No, it's not that I got to work out. I'm going to be in Hoppy's Corner. I want to enjoy my
night. Don't worry about it. I'll make you go first.
I'm not getting in the ring tomorrow night, bro.
Balls,
chicken.
All right, you're scared then. You're afraid.
All right, bro. I'm scared. I'm scared of a one-legged guy. But seriously, like he's talking about getting on the ground and grappling. Bro, I'm so down with that.
Balls. Yeah. Balls.
You guys are so bad at this.
Come on, balls.
Chicken.
Not happening, bro. I will get
you. Don't say that. Don't say that anymore. Listen to me.
Well, that's what will happen.
No, it won't. Right now, you're afraid, and I understand. If you don't want to be, you don't want to get your ass kicked by a guy with one leg. No one would want that. I understand what you're saying. But you can't say, oh, I'd fight him anytime. And I go, okay, tomorrow. And you go, well, not tomorrow. It's like the guy who called timeout when I was fighting him when I was a kid. John Dalton. He was like, hey, hold on a second. You know what time it is? I got to get my mom was waiting for me. You know? Come on, balls.
Listen, bro. I will grapple with that dude, and I will choke him out. I guarantee.
Balls. Come on, balls. Don't be a big pussy.
I'm not, bro. You know I love you guys, man. It's not happening tomorrow night, though. It's not happening.
Why? You're on your period?
Shut up, man.
Why tomorrow night? Why is it different than any other night? Think all the listeners that you're letting down.
Yeah, because I actually want to go there and enjoy myself. The last punch out, bro, I had a concussion. I pooped behind a parked car.
Well, let's be honest. You were going to do that either way.
Exactly. It's a normal night for balls.
All right, balls. I got a proposition for you.
I want to enjoy myself.
I got a proposition for you. If you lose, you can't call any of the shows for 6 months. If you win, next Saturday night, balls cast on 102.5 The Bone.
Oh,
really?
Balls.
You can really make that
balls.
Happen?
Balls. Balls.
Of course I can.
Balls. 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 Balls.
Balls.
Balls.
Balls. Balls. Balls. Balls. Balls. Balls. Balls. Balls. Balls. Come on, balls.
Listen, with that proposition, that's actually a really good proposition.
102.5 The Bone presents The Balls Cast Live.
I have someone here for that dump button, though.
Listen, Spanish.
No, I can be good on air. I won't curse.
We'll have to change the call letters to WBRO.
Bro. 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 Listen, I'll make you guys fight first, and then when it's over, you got the rest of the night to chill out and relax. And if you're a champion, you can go around and tell people on balls. Hear me on the radio.
It's 3 1-minute rounds.
Yeah,
I did. Those 1 minute rounds though are longer than they seem, dude.
You fight the guy. You're fighting the guy with one leg, a skinny old guy with one leg.
Plus, you were drunk and hooked up on coke before the last time. So
You're right. I was.
Yeah,
you're
don't
right,
be drunk. Just be on coke.
All right, so what's the stipulation? What, I can just go in there? Do I need to, like, wrap my leg up and jump
no,
on?
No, you're no, fighting no, no, no. Your normal, healthy self is fighting against One-Legged Dan.
We need to get One-Legged Dan to call back in so we can make sure this is happening. Are you kidding me?
Get him on the phone. Get him on the phone.
All right,
I'll
don't
do
quit telling me what to do.
Sorry.
I'm just kidding. All right, listen to me. I'm going to put you on hold. I'm going to put you on hold.
Wait,
I'm going to take a break.
I believe he was committing.
I know, but I'm going to put you on hold. I'm going to take a break, and I'm going to try and get One-Legged Dan on. To make sure he's legit, too. I don't want to get all excited and have Dan tell me, oh, I can't. I got a limp tomorrow or something. I don't know. Hold on, okay, balls?
All right, bro.
All right. Carmen, please be on the lookout for One-Legged Dan.
Done.
Let's get him back on the phone, and let's lock this in. We're adding a fifth fight to the Mike Calta Punch-Out number 3 tomorrow night, Janice Live. We now added a fatty bro using alcoholic to a, I didn't want to say that, to a one-legged old pirate. Maybe the best match of the night. We'll find out next.
The Mike Calta Show on 102.5 The Bone.
Try to be best because you're only a man and a man's got to learn to take it. Try to believe though the going gets rough that you got to hang tough to make it. History repeats itself. Try and you'll succeed. Never doubt that you're the one and you can have your dreams.
It is the Mike Calta Show. It's 102.5 The Bone. This is what all the fighters should be singing today. Ladies and gentlemen, he put out the challenge yesterday and was denied. And then with a little selling ice to Eskimos, I think we've changed his mind. Ladies and gentlemen, say hello to One-Legged Dan and Balls, future opponents of Mike Calta's Punch-Out number 3. Balls, Dan, how are you?
I'm doing good.
Gentlemen, will you agree to meet tomorrow in a match that will pit a one-legged man versus a two-legged drunk man in boxing / grappling in a 3 1-minute round match? Loser, Balls, has to stay off the air for 6 months if he loses. And if he wins, the Balls cast will be heard on 102.5 The Bone.
Let me answer this first because I needed to call back in because if I didn't call back in, he'd have thought I was afraid. I'm not even able to make it tomorrow night. No, we need to schedule this another time.
Oh, tomorrow's the punch out. Yeah,
I cannot.
We're not moving the Super Bowl.
I wasn't even.
What do you have tomorrow? Unless they're putting a new leg on you tomorrow, you can change whatever you have around.
There is no way. I am leaving tomorrow morning for Kissimmee. And then we're heading over.
It's an hour away.
But no, believe me, I wouldn't have thrown something like this out if I thought it really would have come for fruition.
You did throw it out.
I'm telling you, this. Yeah, I apologize. That's why I called back in.
Gay.
Oh my God.
What's that, Balls?
See,
I said gay.
Kissimmee. It's not like you're going to Rome.
You don't understand. I wasn't even planning on coming there to enjoy myself. I come to a lot of the live gigs, and this one I definitely did not want to miss, but I cannot make it.
What's going on in Kissimmee? What's all important in Kissimmee?
I've got family issues. I got my sister down from Kentucky coming to Florida for vacation. All this stuff was planned months in advance.
Do you bang your sister from Kentucky, bro?
Oh,
yeah, you know. No, no, no. Can't be saying that kind of stuff.
Believe me, brother, right. If I can that's make it there just to teach you a little that's bit of
respect. But you can't. You already said you can't.
You can't.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, there's that.
All right. Listen, I don't know why all this hype for nothing.
Yep.
Yep. Right. I was pumped to do the balls cast on the bone, so there you go.
Hey, thanks, Dan. All right. Balls.
Thanks for doing it, Dan. What's up, my brother?
There's several people on Twitter who want to fight you.
Yeah, I know. I'm not. I know. I got like 10 tweets in the last, I don't know, 2 minutes. Like, I'll fight you. This one guy, he said the balls box almost burnt down his house. And he's the same guy that made all the fake balls pages. He's a jerk off.
Which guy is that? The guy that keeps emailing me?
Yeah. He wanted in on the death pool.
Mm-hmm.
And you guys picked me to be in the death pool. So after that, he lost his mind.
Oh, all right. Oh, yeah. Man, that stinks. We were so close. Yep. We were so close. Yeah. Isn't there somebody with one arm that I could fight balls, one leg, one eye? You got anybody with one eye? Cyclops Jim?
Cyclops
Jim. Lefty McGee?
Oh, man.
Come on. We were right there.
Oh, what if balls fought a guy with one ball?
Mm.
Balls versus ball.
I'm good on that, bro. I'm good.
Balls. Let me just open it up real quick to other handicaps. If you have a handicap and you're willing to fight balls, 727-579-1025 or 800-771-1025. Don't lie and say you're missing an arm and then show up when you have two arms. We'd have to cancel the whole thing. So let me put you on hold a second, Balls. Let me try and figure out if we can salvage this. Eric, good morning. You're on the Mike Calta Show.
How you doing, Mike?
What's up, Eric? You got any handicaps we can use?
I got no handicaps, but sure. I do have issues to pick out with Balls. I've been calling him out on Twitter, so I'm waiting for somebody to try to give me an answer.
For what?
Back when you all were starting a death pool this year,
I was
getting with Dalvin about trying to get onto it.
Right. Now he said you set up all the mean Balls pages.
Yep. And Balls kind of jumped in when he found out you all were going to open it up when, you know, I thought I should have probably been the first one who had said anything and offered my money up first.
Yeah.
I'm going to offer the same amount of money up right now for Balls if he can beat me.
All right, hold on. It's not as entertaining as a one-legged guy, but Mike out the show, though.
Hey, yeah, I got one ball. I'll fight Balls.
I don't believe you, sir. And besides, I need to check, and I don't really feel like looking at another dude's junk. Mike out the show, any handicap? You got anything going on?
I mean, would being a ginger be considered being handicapped?
In some sects of the world, yes. I just don't think that's going to qualify for tomorrow, though. Thank you, sir.
No problem.
All right. Balls, it's a sad day. Balls, would you let me wait till tomorrow at least and find out? You're coming anyway.
Yeah.
All right. I'm not gonna.
If you got a handicapped person, you got a guy without a leg or an arm or whatever, I'll consider it.
All right. Yeah. It's only a person at least at minimum one eye. Okay.
Right.
Sure.
Yeah. No healthy people. No healthy people at all.
Yeah. No healthy people, bro. No healthy people.
What if we found another fat alcoholic?
Bro, I don't know, man.
I'd be like fighting your own demons. We don't want that. All right, I'll call you tomorrow.
Thanks, Mike. Be good, bro. Right.
I can't help but like Balls. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Oh, man, that just makes the taste. Well, one-legged Dan, I don't hate you, but you really got me all excited for nothing now. You know me, though. We'll salvage it. We'll figure something else out. I'll go cut a guy's arm off tonight, and we'll have him fight tomorrow. How do you like that?
I'm not hanging out with you tonight.
Look, Bill's got a bad knee and hip. No, that's not going to work. I got a bad knee, too. I need to have a physical handicap that's visible.
And there's like a bunch of people who want to fight Balls, obviously, but... Right.
But they don't qualify.
Right. I don't know.
They're not qualifying. They need to have at least one eye gone. You really want to fight Balls? Poke your own eye out tonight. That's how you get in. Dan.
Hey, look, Kissimmee.
It's Orlando. Mm. Go after the fight. Your sister's coming on vacation. Thank you, though, One Legged Dan, for stirring it all up. I appreciate it. Enjoy your vacation. tomorrow is the punch out, and there will be another fight.
Yeah.
We will figure this out. I'll fight. I'll get Small Bunyan up there, the angry midget.
Gotta talk to his manager first.
Forgot about that. Jen is live tomorrow night, punch out number 3. Tonight, though, we are at Sidesplitters for the Cruise Document Party. We're doing comedy. Steve Miller's doing comedy. Cam Bertrand, Bull, Quentin, and two broads. Come see us tonight. Everybody's invited. Have a great day. We will see you guys tomorrow. Goodbye, everyone.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.